This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. It's a tale of generations and the generational legacy of American race relations. Author Jessica Maria Tuccelli's debut novel is out, and the author's in Atlanta this week to discuss it. This is just one of the literary events taking place across the metro area over the next 7 days. And to preview some of them, Darren Wong of the AJC Decatur Book Festival. Thanks for joining us again.
Great to see you again, John.
Now, Darren, Jessica Maria Tuccelli is new to the novel, so to speak, but not to the study of human behavior.
Yes, Ms. Tuccelli is an anthropologist who studied at MIT, of all places. And this new book is called Glow, a novel. And I won't tell you what kind of reviews she's getting, but they're very good. You might say they're...
glowing?
No. Well, you were. Glow follows Ella McPhee, who at age 11 gets put on a bus in Washington, D.C. in October of 1941. Her parents' marriage is falling apart. Her father is an African-American. He's been drafted on the eve of the war. And her mother is a mixed-race activist who is dealing with kind of the uglier side of Washington. And she sends Ella to her grandparents in the North Georgia Mountains. And Jessica Maria Tuccelli has done some fantastic research with it and really has this sense in the flow of this place.
And you're giving the date of October of 1941. Not only are things about to change in a major way for her, but for the entire country just a couple of months later.
Yeah, it's right on the cusp of Pearl Harbor, which is early December 1941. So this is, you know, the stage is set for the real changing of the world. It's really a beautifully written book. So she is at Eagle Eye Bookshop tonight in Decatur at 7 o'clock.
Darren, it wasn't too long after Georgia's founder, James Oglethorpe, founded the 13th of the British colonies in 1732 that the state entered the thriving business of world trade and commerce.
Yeah, and Paul Pressley is going to be at the Jimmy Carter Library tomorrow to talk about its place in the world economy. His new book is On the Rim of the Caribbean, Colonial Georgia and the British Atlantic World. It's a new book out from the University of Georgia Press. And it really examines Georgia's position, as you said, globally. And, you know, one of the things when we think about the history of Georgia is its position in the revolution, and it was kind of late to the game in that process. Pressley argues that the reason for that is, as much as anything, Georgia was affiliated with the Caribbean economy, much more than that of the other states or other colonies at the time. He's really kind of delving into this kind of lost history of, you know, of what the state's roots are economically. So Paul Pressley is going to be at the Jimmy Carter Library tomorrow night at 7, and his book is On the Rim of the Caribbean, Colonial Georgia and the British Atlantic World.
Now, if better fiscal health is what you're seeking this week, our final visiting author is a financial consultant. Now, Darren, he approaches wealth management from a unique vantage point.
Dennis Kimbrough is certainly one of the best regarded financial advisors around and probably best known locally as the director of Clark Atlanta University Center for Entrepreneurship. And his new book is The Wealth Choice, Success Secrets of Black Millionaires. And he is specifically targeting the African-American community with this book, really taking issue with, if you look at, for example, in 2009, more than one-third of all African-Americans in the U.S. had absolutely no measurable assets. Kimbrough is arguing that there is a cultural reason for this deficiency of investment.
You know, a relay race isn't won or lost on how fast the runners are. You can have the four fastest runners in the world. Relay race is won or lost on how capable one runner passes the baton from one to the next. And he said, you can use the same metaphor and analogy with Black America. He said, man, we have many successful people, but if we don't pass that baton from one generation to the next, forget success and achievement.
You know, and Kimbrough, he has a great track record. He's very well respected, and he's a dynamic speaker. So this is going to be a fantastic program. He's going to be at the Georgia Center for the Book, and this is Wednesday night at 7:30.
Darren, thank you for another week's worth of author appearances, other literary events. We look forward to having you back with us next Monday.
Thanks, John. We'll see you next week.
For more information, visit us online. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.